The KGEZ Good Morning Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and we welcome the Montana Republican Party Vice Chair, Lola Sheldon Galloway. Good morning,
good
Lola.
Good morning, Lola.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good.
Fair to Midland, I guess.
let's talk, first of all, the Montana Republican Party's, how are you viewing the situation in Israel at this point?
Well, our hearts and prayers continue to be with the Israeli people and the men and women and children that are being held hostage, especially by the Hamas terrorists. I'm not sure you noticed, but the Democrat Party has remained pretty silent on this for weeks, on these brazen attacks on Israel. And we just think it's an atrocity that they have not stood up for Israel and unequivocally condemn these horrific acts of terrorism. And we just want, you know, the Montanans to know that we find this a weakness in the Democrat Party and that the Republican Party will always stand with Israel.
How are you seeing the situation in the United States House of Representatives at this point? There is a proposal to send an awful lot of money and arms and aid to Israel. It is not getting through Congress because we have a deadlock in the House.
That's true. This is how I'm seeing this. You know, the attraction to the Republican Party is because we're allowed to be individuals with individual ideas. And I just hope that America has patience with this process, because when good people come together and are communicating, like, you know, we do in councils and families, and on boards, we come back with better outcomes and better conclusions. That's the American way. I believe that's what freedom is about. It's not a dictatorship. I mean, they could have come in, I think, on the first day of the vote here for speaker, and they could have been all told how to vote. We're seeing that, you know, on the Democrat side. And that's just not how the Republican Party functions. And we even find that on a state level, that we have discussions, we come into caucus and we discuss what's going on. So it's a process, and I think Americans are uncomfortable in this process, but I think if we wait through it, we'll have the best results in the end.
As long as we don't run out of money in the meantime.
Well, I just paid some pretty hefty federal taxes, so the money's there.
I'm sure it's going to be the finger in the dike that keeps things from going under, Lola.
Well, I'm glad I'm contributing my. It seemed like a pretty huge portion to that.
Yeah.
So the money's there. It's just a matter of it being appropriated out, and it doesn't stop people from getting their Social Security checks. I mean, there's just stuff that are already there that the Congress isn't stopping from happening. So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we're keeping them from spending money, and this is a new strategy to keep our budget from going out of whack. I don't know. I mean, I'm saying that sarcastically, but I just think that we're not used to people having a process to get the best results, and we will have that in the end, I believe, for when we get the speaker that everyone can support and be behind.
Lola Sheldon Galloway is our guest, the Montana Republican Party vice chair. We've seen very little unemployment in Montana. We've seen below 3%, I think, all this year. But what about job growth? What about all these jobs out there that are not being filled?
I tell you what, we run a two fast food restaurants here in Great Falls. I was just told by our new director for the unemployment side of the state that for every one job in Great Falls that we have an opening for, we have three people who could fill that job. So I think the jobs are there. I don't know how we can encourage people to get off of government programs and get to work, because they live a really high lifestyle that they can't afford if they aren't on the programs. And there's too big of a cliff between being on programs and doing it yourself. But I believe the American dream is about you being self-sufficient and not having to rely on the government. Yeah. And that's where the problem is. So we've created more than 40,000 jobs since the Republican leadership took over in 2021 in Helena. And under Greg Gianforte's leadership, more Montanans are working than ever. We just now have to convince those who are on programs to get off of programs and try to become more self-sufficient.
Could you be a little more specific about these programs, Lola? Because if our unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in decades, it's not unemployment that these folks are on. It must be some other program you're speaking of.
Well, the jobs are there. The jobs are there. In our town, anyway. I don't have numbers in front of me for across the state, but we have help wanted signs on every door of almost every business. I mean, I was really even surprised that our county attorney said that he's only half staffed, and those are good paying jobs. So, and we just, if I heard something right, 24,000 people just moved to Montana. So it's not making any sense to me, but we have programs where, I mean, I give my kids raises and they give me less hours because they want government to pay for their housing. They want government to pay for their daycare. They want government to pay for their health care. And if they get to a certain level of income, they lose those programs. So those are the programs that I'm talking about. They're a little bit too hefty for people to want to have to pay part of their share in that. And they have to earn so much more money to live in that lifestyle that they're used to living from that. So there's a problem in the middle of those two scenarios. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does. And we have experienced that here on the show. We have talked to a single mother who was working at Walmart, and she was making $9 an hour. They gave her a raise to $11 an hour, and it took her out of the program that was helping pay for her her child care. And as a result, the difference in that made it so that she would have to pay them for the privilege of going to work.
And I don't know why, but even as a legislator, I tried to fix this, saying if they can afford 10% and we're paying 100%, so now we only have to pay 90% and they contribute 10%. We have no program that I have found, because most of our programs are federally regulated. It's all or nothing in these programs. And people who could pay their portion and still stay at that lifestyle, it's proven that they eventually work their way out of the program because they've never felt the pain of a lifestyle change. And we just don't have any programs set up that way. And that's crazy to me. If I can help 10 people at 10%, or I can only help one person at 100%, we should be helping, you know, the 10 people that can at least contribute in that aspect.
I want to turn to the U.S. Senate race that's coming up next year against Senator John Tester. We all have three Republicans, or actually two that are announced and one that might. I know you can't talk about the primaries other than it looks like there are at least going to be three Republicans looking for an opportunity to take on Senator Tester.
That will be an interesting race, but we are positive that Republicans hold solid odds in winning that Senate seat in 2024, because, you know, we're reading that Montana is the number two Senate seat to flip in 2024. So a lot of money and a lot of tension is going to come that way. But I think it's interesting now that a news person can come up to our senator and he runs away from questions that he doesn't want answered. And one of them, you know, happened to be last week when he was asked about his anti-Israeli record. You know, he just walks away and doesn't answer. But folks are listening, and we can get Montana and America back on track in 24. The last poll that we show on our side is that this Democratic candidate has only got 39% of the support of voters across Montana. And so we believe that the odds are in our favor. But under the Biden tester agenda, Montanans are poor. Our cities and communities are less safe. Our energy is more expensive. And our borders are wide open. In fact, there's been 8 million illegal border crossings since Joe Biden took office. And that's just disastrous for us. So America's on wrong track right now with the Democratic leadership. We can't afford 4 more years of Biden and his disastrous policies. And we believe that Tester will always follow Biden's radical agenda and bring those issues to Montana. And Montanans deserve a lot better than that.
Well, Lola, we sure appreciate you spending time with us this morning and helping us understand the Montana Republican Party's position on these many issues.
Do you have another minute for me to share something with?
Sure.
So I was just up in Whitefish at a training, and we went up to Lake Kookanoosa, which is the Libby Dam holds this reservoir back that goes into Canada. And there's a treaty between Canada and United States. And we have put 4 dams on the Kootenai River and the Columbia River because of all the flooding that happened. And these dams are put there to hold the water back. And we haven't had the flooding like we used to have. So hopefully people are familiar with that. Now, on September 16th, 2024, this treaty is going to be relooked at only on the flooding side of the issue of it. And Canada right now is talking that because of this treaty, they have to release more water than they'd like. They would like their reservoirs that are in Canada, there's 3 in Canada, 1 in the United States, to be more recreational oriented. And they have the same issue like Kalispell had this year with their beaches being further down than they would like them to be. And that, like, kind of like what happened to Flathead Lake this time. Well, our scare with this, and we're trying to be proactive in this and being involved and being informed, is that if this goes wonky, that Canada could now take the water from these reservoirs and pipe it to Colorado or to Phoenix or to Las Vegas, where the Colorado River is becoming less and less of a river and more of a stream. And water is going to become the next future commodity in the United States. And so I just want people to be aware that, you know, as a Republican Party, we are looking at these sort of things for our future and trying to preserve that. And I think we take water for granted in Montana. I mean, every town almost has a river going past it or some kind of water source. And we just need to be involved in this, and it affects the people in your area. And just have that in the back of your mind that selling water or putting water down the river to create electricity, to sell it to another state instead of us keeping that as a resource for us, could really be disastrous for us in Montana. And again, that was an opportunity that I had as a legislator to go learn about this and have an opinion. And I would really like the citizens to get involved in this, in all aspects of Montana.
Well, you know what they say, Lola, water is the new oil.
It's our power. Hydropower is so fascinating. We were able to go inside Libby Dam. They built 8 turbines there, but they only legally can use 5 of them right now. So we were able to go inside a turbine and see how it functions. And they take kids' classes in there for kids to see and understand this. And this is a dam that water doesn't go over the top of it. It goes through it. And you'd have to be there to understand that. But so fascinating that we have this source of electricity for our state. Now, Great Falls has 4, hydro dams. on it. We've always, you know, called ourselves the Electric City from it. So I've been very familiar with that all my life living here. But it really is a non-polluting source. It's a power. I mean, and now Biden has just made an announcement that we're going to save 13 fish. And we should just really look at these dams as being bad, or whatever. And we need to be aware of that, too, that this administration could cause us power shortages across our state. And we've got 16 dams on the Columbia River, you know, area that help us with hydro. And we just need to be aware. Okay. And be informed and be on top of this.
Now, Lola, we look forward to our next conversation. Maybe you can address how we can successfully negotiate with Canada across international borders to control the water and make sure that we get it down here. So far, keeping selenium from leaking in and affecting the fish population in this country, that hasn't happened between borders. So anyway, it'll be interesting to be more in depth next time.
Sure will be. Lola, thank you so much. That's a side of this we hadn't heard.
Yeah.
Well, and I just want to say to Montana's, be there. It's hunting season. Get your buck, get your doe, but let's keep Montana safe.
Amen.
In this enough hunting. And God bless you guys for what you do. We really appreciate it.
All right.
Lola Sheldon Galloway, thank you so much.